Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a very short story, but it's also a very long story. I was in shul this morning, the early minyan, and it came time for Pesichas HaAron. That means that the Aron is opened, the special closet where the Torah is kept, and it's taken out. Now, of course, it's not opened by itself, and it's not taken out by itself. There is a person who is honored with the special merit to open up the Aron, to open up the curtain, the doors, however the Aron happens to work. Every Aron's a little bit different. Usually there's a curtain and there are doors. And then to take out the Torah, which is going to be read from, whether it's a Monday morning like today, or a Thursday morning, or a Shabbos morning, or Shabbos afternoon at Mincha, or if it's a Rosh Chodesh, or it's a Yom Tov, Hanukkah, Purim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, etc., or a fast day. And that's a very, very special thing to do in Shul, because, of course, anything that we are doing for the tzibur, for the congregation in Shul, is very special. But taking out the Torah from the Aron, from the Ark, is bringing Torah into the world. Usually the Torah is sitting there in the Ark. People don't even see it. But when we take out the Torah, it's the idea of bringing Torah, not just the Torah scroll itself, but the teachings of Torah, out into the world to teach to every single person. Especially, of course, Jewish people learn the entire Torah, all the 613 mitzvos. But non-Jewish people should also learn the Torah, the seven commandments of the children of Noah. And the truth is that all of the psukim in the Chumash also can be learned by non-Jewish people, not the particular halachas of Jewish mitzvos, but the general idea of what's going on in the Chumash. In any case, back to the story. So there was a certain Jew. I won't tell you his name, but I will tell you that he's a fairly old man. He's between 65 and 70, pretty old man. And I was watching as he went up to the Aron to open it. Now, in this shul, there is one, and then a second step, I believe, then there's another level. That is to say, you go up one step, two steps, and then is where the actual Aron is. And I noticed that when he went up, he actually jumped from the regular floor of the shul up the two or three steps, not exactly sure, up the two or three steps in one leap. He didn't walk on the steps. He leaped up from the floor of the shul straight up to the top of the bima, to the place where he was going to open the Aron. Now, I don't know if anybody knows that besides me. I happen to be standing right there. Unfortunately, I did not have a camera ready to take a picture, but there he was, leaping up the steps. And I thought to myself, wow, that is very impressive. Like, look at the enthusiasm of this Jewish man. Not a Talmid Chacham, he's not, you know, a big rabbi. He's a regular Jew, works, has a job, and a regular Jew. But when it comes to doing a mitzvah, not even a real mitzvah of the 613 mitzvahs, but just something to honor the Torah, to bring the Torah out from the Aron, he's so enthusiastic, even at that age, which most people at that age are not leaping. But he leapt up. He skipped the steps. And I think that this is an amazing lesson, that when it comes to Torah and mitzvahs, we have to be enthusiastic. And if we're not enthusiastic, we have to become enthusiastic. We have to learn about Torah and mitzvahs and think about it and realize the great zchus, the great merit that we have to be serving Hashem, and the joy of serving Hashem. And all that I felt was expressed in the fact that the way that this person, when he was called to open the Aron, leapt up there. He didn't touch the steps. He did not touch the steps. He went right from the floor of the shul right up onto the bima. And it was a couple steps. It was quite a jump. I would be surprised if a 30-year-old person would do that. But a person between 65 and 70, very, very inspiring. And so this is how we should approach all of our learning of Torah and all of our mitzvahs. Whether we are saying Moida Ani, washing our hands, saying brachas, davening, giving tzedakah, doing a favor for another Jew, learning Gemara, learning Mishnayos, learning Chumash, learning Tanya, saying Tehillim, putting up a mezuzah, kissing a mezuzah, putting on tefillin, eating matzah at Pesach time, making a seder, making a sukkah, whatever it is, anything and everything that we do to serve Hashem should be with that kind of enthusiasm. Doesn't mean we have to leap up every time we go up steps or run, but enthusiasm, that's what we need to do. And that's what I saw this morning with this yid, a regular yid, nobody that's going to ever give a speech in shul or inspire people with his words, but that action was precious. I really am grateful to Hashem that I happened to be there, happened to see it, and it's in my mind, that picture, I didn't get it on the camera, on my phone, I didn't have my phone ready. But the picture of that person leaping up that step, I hope that picture will stay with me my whole life. And may it inspire me, and may all of us be inspired, not only to serve Hashem, but to serve Hashem with that enthusiasm, that leaping kind of enthusiasm and joy to serve Hashem and to bring the Geula immediately, if not sooner. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. And remember, the whole point of Jewish Stories and More is that we should get into the more part. That is, after listening to the story, to increase more. Have more Torah mitzvahs, more davening, more enthusiasm, more acts of goodness and kindness. And this will surely bring more of a victory over our enemies, the Hamas, the Haimans of our time, that Hashem should help, that our brave soldiers in the IDF and in the police, the Israeli police and the border guards and the Shin Bet and all of them, as well as the ordinary people living in Israel, also so brave, and all of us who should all be involved in the war against our enemies, that it should be more successful and more quickly till it's immediate, the absolute destruction of all of our enemies, unless they're going to do tshuva and become our friends, and to bring the geula immediately. And even more immediately than that, as our program is called Jewish Stories and More and More Immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.